Okay, Jack, lawmakers are back in Lansing. What should we expect as the fall season begins?
Well, the governor is going to continue his efforts, Christina, to push for a new bridge over the Detroit River. So far, he doesn't have the votes, and he's hinted that if he doesn't get them, he may go some other route to build the bridge, either through the MEDC or a special authority or something. That's quite possible, but he says he wants to have it out with the legislature first. On the other hand, there are rustlings that some of the Republicans who are more interested in a social agenda than the governor may try to push some bills, including a new ban on partial birth abortions, things like that. Governor Snyder probably sees that as a distraction. He's not really interested in that. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets pushback from some of his legislative majority who may be more conservative than he.
Why would some of those Republicans push those social issues now?
Well, they care about those things, and they feel they've spent their time passing the governor's agenda, and it's time for some of theirs. But Democrats aren't on board with that, and the governor, again, sees this as sort of a distraction. It'll be very interesting to see to what extent he goes along.
What do you think is going to top the Democrats' agenda?
It's very hard to say what will top the Democrats' agenda, because the Democrats really can't accomplish very much unless they have a chunk of the Republicans working with them. And so far, the Republicans have voted pretty much in lockstep. There's been a few fall-offs here and there, but the Democrats are so weak in the Senate, they don't even have a third of the members, that on their own, they're pretty powerless.
We are hearing some rumblings that some could ramp up efforts to try and make Michigan a right-to-work state. What would that mean?
Now, this would come from conservative Republicans. A right-to-work state is language meaning that they would no longer allow a union shop, that they would pass legislation saying that, as it is now, if you vote to have a union shop, everybody who works in a place, a factory or a newspaper or whatever, either has to join the union or pay dues to the union. Unions are bitterly against this. They feel, with some justification, that in right to work, what's called an open shop, would doom their efforts to organize. Governor Snyder has indicated he's not interested in this. In fact, there are some people who think that the best thing possible that could happen to the union movement would be for Republicans to try to go to right to work legislation, would galvanize union supporters. This is what's happened in states like Ohio and Wisconsin. The governor has his agenda, and it's not a pro-union agenda, but he doesn't see any benefit in taking the unions on directly this way. I think, Christina, this is likely to fizzle because it's not going to have support from the governor, and it's going to have the vehement opposition of all the Democrats and maybe a few of the Republicans.
And finally, let's talk about election 2012. It's looking like Congressman Gary Peters might run in the state's new 14th district. His current district will change next year because of redistricting. And this would mean a primary fight against fellow Democratic Representative Hanson Clark, right?
Well, yes, it will, Christine. I'm going to talk about that some more at 1:30. And there may be some other folks getting in this race, too. The interesting thing about this is neither Hanson Clark nor Gary Peters live in the 14th district. Not now, anyway. You don't have to live in a district to be a congressman there. It was drawn for John Conyers, but most of the territory is not area he's ever represented. He is likely to run in the old 13th district, which Hanson Clark now represents, but he hasn't said what he's going to do. So the game of musical chairs becomes stranger and stranger.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.